Certainly questions were raised. Is there a confidentiality thing about calling the police?
You know,
at that point, Anderson, you know, let's assume that certain things we've heard so far are true, although we don't know that they are, which is that Dr. Fenton alerted the beta team at the university that she had concerns about Holmes. At that point, that she decided already to breach her confidentiality to share certain information, if she did, that's the point at which the information that the team had becomes protected by a federal privacy statute called FERPA. It's the Family Education Rights and Privacy Act. Generally, student education records are protected. The universities can't release them. But if there is an emergency situation, if there is a significant or articulable threat, the team can reach out to community resources, community mental health, local law enforcement. It's also possible under FERPA for the team to have potentially contacted Holmes's parents. You're allowed to contact the parents of dependent students. Now, I don't know if Holmes was a dependent of them, but he was 24, which means he could have been. And at that point, FERPA would have allowed contact with the parents potentially. There. So I think the university couldn't have controlled him once he withdrew, but it certainly had some options to impact on him. It had control over his transcript as well, and whether he could ever access that. So it did have things that it could do, and I agree with Barry on that.